Transcript of First Contact. Time and date initial. 3:17 p.m. December 21st, 2012. Conversance. Orion Miles LaGrasse, OML. Oscar Patrick Clemens, OPC. Liam Sean Clemens, LSC. Mary Elizabeth Clemens, MEC. Begin transcript. OML knocks on door at 412 Arthur Street. LSC opens door. LSC.
Hello, how can I help you?
OML.
My name is Orion LaGrasse. I'm here from a school for gifted children. Your son Oscar has been selected for a full ride scholarship. May I come in?
Oh, that's amazing news. Yes, please come in.
OML and LSC enter the house.
MEC.
Who is it, honey?
Mr. LaGrasse. He says Oscar's been chosen to receive a scholarship to a school.
Really now? Did he say which school?
Confondestour. Might I speak with Oscar?
Silence for a second.
Yes, of course. I'll go get him now.
Thank you.
MEC goes upstairs, comes back down with OPC.
OPC. What's going on, Mom?
Mr. LaGrasse here says you've gotten a scholarship, Oscar. You should talk with him.
Indeed, if we may have some privacy.
Now, I'm not going to let a strange man
confound us.
LSC sits down, dazed.
What did you do to Dad?
Come with me and I'll explain.
No, I'm not going with you until you tell me what you did.
I do not have time for this, Mr. Clemens. Petrificus totalis.
OPC falls. OML catches OPC.
OML apparates with OPC to worms past as a rat.
Venite incantatum.
What?
Silencio.
OML leads OPC to the Dragon's Blood Inn, and they sit down across from each other in a booth.
Venite.
What is going on? Did we just teleport? Why are you kidnapping me?
I am not kidnapping you, Mr. Clemens.
You just took me away from my family. Seems like kidnapping to me.
I will return you to them promptly, Mr. Clemens. However, there is a conversation we must have, and it would simply not do for them to overhear it.
You haven't answered my other questions.
I'm about to. The things I have done to your parents and to you that so shock and confuse you are, put simply, magic.
Magic? Are you a wizard?
Yes, and so are you, Mr. Clemens.
What?
Don't look so surprised, Mr. Clemens. I know that you've had your fair share of strange incidents and that you caused more than a few of them.
Uh-huh.
You used magic to repair a broken glass just last month, and more recently you gave Mr. Knox quite the shock last week, if you'll forgive the pun.
How do you know that?
It's my job to, Mr. Clemens. I work for the Office of Muggleborn Liaisons in the Union's Department of Secrecy.
What the hell's a Muggleborn?
Language, Mr. Clemens. And a Muggleborn is a wizard whose parents are both not wizards. You, for example. Before you ask, a Muggle is someone without magic.
Okay. Do you know about all the weird things I've done?
Quite so. There is a spell called the Trace, which detects instances of underage magic. In your case, you were picked up by the Deseret Trace, and their investigators sent me their information.
Deseret?
My apologies. I forget that you do not know so much of the basics of our world. Deseret is the province of the Union in which you live.
Province? I thought that was a Canadian thing.
Perhaps it is in the Muggle world, but in our world, most of North America is governed by the Union, which is made up of provinces. We even have our own Congress.
And a president?
The President General, yes. Now, there is one law of the Union which it is essential that we discuss. It is our most sacred law, the bedrock upon which our society is built, the Statute of Secrecy.
What does it say?
It mandates separation between the magical and the mundane. No Muggles may know that magic exists. This is the secret. There are no exceptions to this.
Not even Obama?
Not even Obama. And more pressingly, not even your friends and family. I know you have in the past displayed your gifts to them as play. You're not in trouble for having done this, but if you ever do so again, you will face harsh consequences.
What consequences?
Removal of memory is separation from your family, being barred from citizenship, being sent to jail. It depends on how the trial goes. But you must understand, they are not to know that magic exists.
Don't they already know if I've shown them?
Not anymore.
Huh?
As we speak, the Deseret Obliviators are making the rounds and removing all memories of you displaying magical gifts. It'll be as if all those times you showed off in front of them will have never happened.
You can do that?
Yes, this is what it means to be a wizard, Mr. Clemens. Absolute and utter secrecy. It must be kept at all costs.
But I can still be with my family, right? They won't forget me?
Certainly. The Obliviators are good enough to make sure that they only forget certain things you've done, not the fact that you exist at all. Though if they wanted to, they could make such a thing happen.
Will they?
Only if it becomes clear that not doing so will be dangerous, either to you or to the secret. OPC sighs. Do you have any other questions? OPC scratches chin in silence for 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah, didn't you say that you were here to give me a scholarship?
Ah, yes, I had nearly forgotten. By the Muggle-born Education and Protection Act of 1949, all Muggle-born children must receive education at one of the 7 schools of magic accredited by the Bureau of Education. You'll be going to Magemount School of Practical Magic. It is located in the Rockies.
Whoa.
The same act provides you with a scholarship funded by the Union, which will pay for the cost of your education at Magemount.
Don't I get to pick which school I go to?
No, Mr. Clemens. In the future, there is the possibility of you transferring to another school, though you would have to secure the funding for such education yourself, either via wealth or getting other scholarships. Your Union scholarship only applies to Magemount.
What are the other schools?
Well, realistically, your only options for a transfer would be either the Salem Institute of Thaumaturgy or Blackwood Academy for Young Warlocks. Novellis, Libertalia, and San Cipriano all teach in French or Spanish. And Sacred Smoke has strict admission requirements that you will most certainly not meet.
Tell me about them.
OML checks pocket watch. I do not have time to tell you about them myself, Mr. Clemens, as I must return to my office soon. However, I have a number of booklets and other informational material about our world that you may peruse at your leisure. As long as you don't actively show them to any Muggles, it should be fine. They've been enchanted with Muggle-repelling charms, so their minds will just skip right over them. OML hands over a stack of informational material.
Thanks. Can I go home now?
Yes, it is about that time. Take my hand, and I will apparate you to your home. OML and OPC get up and out of their seats and apparate to Clemens' residence. I must now take my leave. Thank you for accepting our offer of scholarship, and we look forward to seeing Oscar at our new student's orientation in the summer. We'll send a letter with the time and place as it approaches.
No, thank you, Mr. LaCrosse. We look forward to it, too.
Have a good evening, Mr. Clemens, Mrs. Clemens. And as for you, young Mr. Clemens, be sure to remember to keep the secret. We will know if you do not. OML apparates away. End transcript. Agent's analysis. Subject is intelligent and curious and likes reading. Legitimacy indicates preference towards stories of space and science, and desire to be what Muggles call an astronaut, humans who travel in space. Confirmation of control over unstructured magic indicates subject is magically powerful, and with a strong mind as well, plan to push towards future and magical research, hopefully with the DOR, would be invaluable. Does not like having to keep magic a secret, but the threat of consequences seems like it should prevent any unauthorized revelations. We'll keep an eye on it. Otherwise, seems like a fairly standard case. We'll go forward with standard education plan, etiquette, mores, etc., with slight modifications to emphasize scientific aspects of magic and potential for realization of literary dreams. Make sure this one doesn't go rogue. He's very promising.